In the program, call toll-free 1-800-618-8255, 1-800-618-8255. First-time callers, area code 702-727-1222, or the wildcard line at 702-727-1295. This is the CBC Radio Network.
It absolutely is, and I want to repeat this announcement. It's a really a big one. We have a new image of the Hale-Bopp comet. And I want to thank Paul again in Houston for getting it to me. Thank you, Paul. The image was obtained, so that you know, from Kitt Peak using a Stewart Observatory 90-inch telescope, a Loral 2K times 2K CCD was exposed for 30 seconds while the telescope tracked Hale-Bopp. It is a very serious image, and we want to give credit properly to Dave Harvey and Stewart Observatory. This image is now on our bulletin board, and you can get to it by calling area code 702, if you have a computer now, 702-727-1709. 702-727-1709. If you have a computer, it's called Comet1.gif. Now, if you don't have a computer, it is, I can tell you, because I sent it personally by computer to the publisher, who will have it in the next newsletter, along, I might add, with the image of the crystal skull, Max, and a photograph of my studio, the one from which I'm transmitting at this very moment. You can get the newsletter. It's $29.95 a year, and how you could possibly wait any longer, I don't know. Every month it gets bigger and better, and we're going to keep putting this kind of information into it. The number to order the newsletter right now, and you just please keep trying, 1-800-917-4278, 1-800-917-4278. It's called the Art Bell After Dark Newsletter, and I think that would be certainly an appropriate title for it. Let me again mention to you UFO facts. Now, if you listen to this kind of material, and I know you do, number.
I bet he would. Actually, he's a very nice man.
Yes, he is.
So I just want to mention one other thing. It's got 300 photos in it.
Yes.
And it took us forever to put this thing together. 12 countries and a lot of film, and I think that people might enjoy looking at it. And if anybody has some strange ritual facts or ideas or anything that could help me in my quest for sort of a universal field theory of ritualism and mythology, they can send it care of Llewellyn. I answer all my letters, and I'd love to hear from people who are also involved in these kinds of things.
All right, and so they would send it in care of the publisher.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, off we go to a land you mentioned, someplace in Louisiana. Hello there. You're on the air. Where are you calling from, actually?
I'm calling from Chalmette, Louisiana.
All right.
It's about two or three miles outside of New Orleans.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. First of all, let me say I really enjoy your program.
Thank you.
And listen to you every Sunday night. Well, what station would pick you up in Morrill, Mississippi? Do you know offhand?
I don't even know where that is in Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
I have stations there, but I you know.
You do?
Yeah, I sure do, but... But I'm not familiar with exactly where that is. Is it anywhere near... I can't go through the list.
Okay, that's okay.
You'll hear us.
That's okay, because I just wanted to let my son know, because he wanted to tune in too.
I see.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, sir, thank you. I guess no specific question.
Hey, your voice is heard everywhere. If that's not magic, I don't know what is.
It is kind of magic, actually.
It is. It's magic. 100 years ago, they would have said it was unbelievable magic.
They'd have burned me with you.
Probably.
Uh-huh.
I suspect we're kindred souls.
Yeah, probably. First time caller line, you're on the air with Denny Sargent. Hi.
Hi. My name is Diane. I'm calling from Moraga, California.
Hey, Diane.
And my question is, Mr. Sargent, do you have any books or resources that you would recommend in addition to your own on this
absolutely.
Subject?
Absolutely. I am by no means the greatest author in the world. As I said in the beginning of my book, I stand on the shoulders of giants. I would recommend Iliad, who's written numerous books on mythology. I'm going to give you some authors. I would recommend Carl Jung, especially his real basic book that's for everybody called Man and His Symbols.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure you...
That one's wonderful.
Exactly. and I recommend, of course... I'm losing my mind now. Joseph Campbell, and his video series is fabulous.
Okay.
And any of his works are fantastic.
Okay.
There's some other people like Eric Newman, who people are not too familiar with. He wrote a book called The Great Mother, which is a survey of goddesses throughout history, which is fantastic. And this is a relatively new field. It's kind of a mixing of psychology and anthropology and history.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to take it a step further into the field of ritual. It's relatively hard. I mean, global ritualism is my attempt, but it's not a particularly scholarly work. It's really for just average people. Most of it was off the top of my head just from years and years of reading and research and traveling. There's not a lot of footnotes.
All right.
Historical footnotes in my book.
All right, ma'am. There you go.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, good luck.
Now, let's talk for a second. You know, for some reason, Denny, I have a lot of witches that listen to me, and I don't mean just on this program. You would imagine that, but on my other as well. And I'm constantly getting faxes from them. Now, is not witchcraft full of every sort of ritualism? It's rich in ritualism.
Absolutely.
Is it not?
I've met a number of witches. I've been to a number of pagan and witchcraft circles in America and pagan circles in all different countries around the world. And what witchcraft is in spirit, it's a continuation of pre-Christian European paganism. Historically, there's not a lot of actual stuff that has been continually practiced. Most of it, what it is now, is a kind of revival of the faith. Of European paganism, but what you're finding is that a lot of witches and quote-unquote New Age people and a lot of people who are listening to your show, what they're doing is what I call eclectic ritualism. The whole second part of my book is called eclecticizing or eclectic ritual, and this is a movement that I'm seeing. And I think the witches personify that, Wicca or witchcraft personifies that really well. But I'm seeing it all through the spectrums of New Age, of Jungianism, of every kind of group that is looking for a kind of global vision of what is going on out there. I kind of coined the term eclectic ritualism, which is people, you know, people sampling Tibetan Buddhism, people going like yourself to Thai temples and getting some kind of feeling or experience, people going to Hopi ceremonies, people having some Hopi sage in their house and using that ritual, maybe having Tibetan prayer flags, using those, maybe carrying a cross that their mother gave them. This is eclectic ritualism, and this, I think, to be honest with you, is the great unspoken movement that's sweeping through America right now. And I kind of put a label on it, and global ritualism, I kind of addressed it. And I don't really claim to be unique, but I guess I have a lot of friends and a lot of contacts in many different levels. I know witches, I know many different kinds of Christians, I know a lot of New Age people, I know a lot of psychics, I know a lot of academics, I know a lot of psychologists, and they're all really doing the same kinds of things.
I know. That's
and
what. As
I mean,
I said,
yoga classes are being held up in my Lutheran church.
As I said, that's what's bothering me more than anything else, Denny, is that so many of these people are seeing and saying so many similar things that individually you can dismiss them. Collectively, you
exactly.
do so at your own peril. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Denny Sargent. Hi.
Hi.
Turn your radio off. That's number one. Always turn your radio off. Tell us where you're calling from. Well, now he must have gone to turn his radio off.
Well, just as a quick note, do you know what I think the greatest religious movement is right now?
What?
The World Wide Web. I do.
No.
Because religion means, the root of religion is the Greek word religios, which means to relink.
All right. Having said that and not wanting to expand on it, caller, are you there? Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, sir.
Okay. Hi, this is Mike, Detroit Lake, Minnesota.